Chester Cornelius Huff was born May 8, 1891. Jim Riley and I have had the privilege of talking with this 99-year-old baseball player who was a left-handed pitcher for the New York Highlanders and the St. Louis Browns during his career. Chet Huff now resides in Daytona Beach, Florida, where Jim and I talked with him on December 15, 1990. Jim held the video camera, and I operated the tape recorder while we talked with Huff. This may account for some of the confusion, which is quite evident in places. The recorder was on while we were setting up for the interview.
Pictures down there. Some pictures. Newspaper. Your daughter had a newspaper clipping that she had when you were in Austin.
Oh, she got them in the safe down there.
But she couldn't find very much.
She can't find because I got it locked up.
Oh, you got it locked up.
I got a bronze medal. My name engraved on it. Bronze medal, 1908 on it.
You want to sit beside Chet, and I'll take the two of your pictures together, and then you take me.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You got it.
I
take the picture right away, automatic.
Yeah. Yep. Right there it is.
Instant picture, huh?
Yeah, well, this isn't it. It's coming up pretty soon, yeah. Now, if you...
What I push?
Push that.
Ready?
Yeah, and you can just feel it. You can do that, and it doesn't take a picture, but then when you're ready, a light will flash on in there.
All right.
Okay. Have your picture taken with me?
With me, yeah. I like to keep one of these.
Okay.
I like to keep it with
we're
you.
We're gonna do that. We're going to do that. Put our heads right about a little good. Above the center.
That's good.
We're talking.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. So it turned out. Ready?
And he says he wants to.
What is that?
That's you.
Oh, that's.
You finished yet?
You and me?
Well, not quite yet.
Oh,
Can you see it? Can you see it already?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Good. Did your daughter come up here yesterday to see you?
My daughter is up here. We went out to dinner yesterday. Yeah, we went down to the Red Lobster and had dinner yesterday.
Oh.
We had a nice dinner down there. She's up here all day.
She said that she was going to come see you yesterday when I talked to her last week. She was having
take another picture of us.
Okay. Yeah, she come up all
get
right.
Get up closer. Just get our heads.
Okay. All right.
Here we go again. We're all set now.
Yeah.
Look down a little bit here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better right there.
There we go.
That's good. Yeah.
Yep, we got it that time.
Closer up there.
Mm-hmm. We'll leave one with him.
Mm-hmm. Did your
maybe you get that in the New York Times? They're interested in that old story of mine.
Yeah, we maybe get it in the funny paper. how would that be? We get our pictures in the funny paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my recorder on
here all the time. Do you have yours on?
No.
Okay, well, that's all right.
No, that.
Well, that's okay. No, it's just us. Oh, now you're going to take some video of?
Yeah. I'd like to take a video of you. I'd like to take a video of you talking about striking out Ty Cobb. Would you tell that story to us again?
Ty Cobb story?
Yeah.
Well, I called too, the New York Times has got it.
Yeah. Well, he's going to take a motion picture of you, see?
Oh, yeah.
And he'd like you to tell the story about striking out Ty Cobb again.
Oh.
Jim, I'll hold the camera. You show me how to do it, and you sit there and ask him questions.
I'll take it.
Then you can take the picture. I just wanted to
get a little clip of him telling him about striking out Ty Cobb when he first came up.
Yeah,
just
okay.
That story. When I get my battery on here and ready to go.
You take a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah. You didn't know you were going to be in the movies today, did you?
I've been in the movies a long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
They took the whole 9 innings of the game I was pitching.
Is that right?
Yeah, right. I had the tape on it. I don't know what the tape is. He was got the tape somewhere.
Was that in Hilltop?
Yeah.
Were you?
He was taking it up in Austin.
In Austin.
The movie, yeah.
Now let me ask you. That was a big field at Hilltop, wasn't it? What were the dimensions of that field at Hilltop when you first played with the Yankees?
It was a regulation field. Had good size range there.
But the playing field, was that...
The playing field was all open, big.
Big
field.
How deep was it?
How deep? Oh, out 500 feet out. Yeah, it was good 500 feet. Left field, center field, right field, about 500 feet.
Is that right?
Big field.
You want the 30 long time count score since I get focused?
Let's just put this here. Is this your good side? Is this your good side or the other good? Which is your good ear?
This is my good side.
Okay, I'll sit on this side. All right, good deal.
I gotta get zeroed in.
He's just gonna get it focused in now.
He's done it last.
He's not taking pictures yet. He's just getting it focused in.
Just take my picture.
Well, he's not gonna take it yet. He's not doing it yet. He's just trying out the camera.
As he's taking out the camera, then he's going to ask me if I take off.
That's right.
All right.
I'm zeroing in on chest.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and I'm that's down.
You keep it on him.
I'm ready to start it now. Start right now.
We'd like to talk to you about when you struck out Ty Cobb. We read in the paper, an old newspaper about that. And could you give us some detail about when you struck out Ty Cobb?
Yes. It's mostly in the Times. As I said, you either ready now?
Yeah.
It was about the sixth inning. They introduced Russ Ford in the sixth inning, and the manager put me in as a relief pitcher. And the first batter I came to, I didn't know who it was, and I struck him out. And the next day, I read in the New York Journal, in big red headlines in the front sporting page, Huff strikes out Ty Cobb.
That must have been a big thrill for you.
Oh, boy. I almost passed out in the next morning. I didn't know who it was until the next morning. I passed out.
What kind of a pitch did you use to strike him out?
The first two strikes was fastball. And then I wasted one. I made it 2-1. And the third strike, I give him the fast curve. And out he went. He looked at it.
He didn't
swing on it. He looked at that third baseman right there.
Well, Ty Cobb didn't strike out very many times. That must have been a big thrill for you.
It was the biggest thrill I ever had. I never forget about that. never forget about it. And after that, I always got a job through Ty Cobb during the off season. After the season, we go on a storm trip.
A barnstorming?
A storming trip in the fall after the season closed, and he'd always hire me to pitch. He always liked me after that, just the same way I struck him out.
He wasn't mad at you then, right?
He liked me after that, yeah.
Any other stories about Cobb that you could... What kind of a fellow was he?
Ty Cobb was a great fighter in baseball. When he played out there, he was in baseball all the time. But he was the grandest man after he got his bath, got his suit on, he got out and had dinner. He was the finest man you'd ever want to meet.
He was two different...
He forgot all about baseball then.
Uh-huh.
He was had a great personality. He was a wonderful guy.
Now, your manager for the Yankees, could you tell us something about him?
The manager? Yes, I can tell you that. That's how I got my baseball start, through the manager, Hal Chase. A big banker, broker at Wall Street, asked me if I wanted a tryout. So, I laughed at him. I said, is that true? He said, yeah. He said, I can get you a tryout. You come down tomorrow. I said, all right, I'll go. And that's how I got my tryout with them, and that's how I worked. I won my New York baseball suit to strike out Ty Cobb, and I stayed right with the team. And it was good, and it was a regular.
That was before the Yankees were called Yankees, wasn't it?
That was the Highlanders then.
Uh-huh.
Then a couple of years after they went over to the Yankees, we played at the Polo Grounds.
Yeah, but before the Polo Grounds, you played in the other, was it Hilltop? Was it Hilltop that you played at?
It was the the Highlanders top. That's where I broke in.
Ah.
Up Broadway, 108th Broadway. I broke in.
That was a long time ago.
1911. I broke in there as a Yankee. And I broke in without going into the minors. I went right into the Yankees from the semi-pros.
Not many people can say that, can they?
Nobody did it. I don't believe as many can say it now.
Yeah.
But I did. I went right in, I stayed with them, and I made good. I played in the baseball a long time. And in 1915, I was so good, I worked myself up for the majors again with the Browns. St. Louis Brown in 1915.
Uh-huh.
And I did good there. I could win up there. I was a good winner.
I think so. Now, who was your manager over there with the Browns?
Oh, don't you know the old manager? Branch Rickey. He was a great manager. That's how he got me up in Rochester. He was sitting in the grandstand, and I pitched in the first game, and I won it. And they all kept asking me to pitch it. There was a doubleheader on the afternoon. They all wanted me to pitch the second game, and I didn't want nothing to do with it. And they kept coaching me, and finally I gave in to them. So I didn't know Branch Rickey sitting in the grandstand. The next day, I was on the way to St. Louis Brown. I pitched that doubleheader.
He must have liked what he saw.
Yeah, I got back in there.
Well, what kind of a man was Branch Rickey?
Branch Rickey is a smart man. He's very religious. He never go to a ball game on Sunday. He'd always have another fellow good shouting to take over on Sunday game.
Well, now, who was your roommate? Do you remember any of your roommates?
Yeah, I had a lot of roommates. My first trip, 1911, in Atlanta, Georgia, was Benny Koch. We used to call him Runaway Benny. His name was Koch, K-O-P-H.
Uh-huh.
That was 1911. 1912, we went back to Atlanta again. And I had a friend, the chance to play ball with the Yankees to start. Well, I got him a tryout in 1912, and I had him my roommate down in Atlanta. 1913, we trained down Bermuda, 4 weeks. And my roommate was Jack Warhoff. He was an Indian, about my size. He was wonderful down there. We met Harry Lauder down there, the great Canadian.
Oh, yes.
He can downplay below with us, just track around, pull around, and practice with us.
Now, who was your roommate with the Browns?
Let's see. Bert Shotton and
Bert Shotton?
Bert Shotton. We lived in the same house, yes.
Uh-huh.
Bert Shotton and the big left-hander. I forget his name. That's where my wife and I, we stayed there right together.
Can you tell us anything about Bert Shotton? What kind of a ball player?
Bert Shotton was a great man. He was a good left fielder. And I think one season there, he put more putouts than any outfielder in the league. He was fast and a fair hitter. He could hit around 300 every year. Bert was really good. I like that.
Now, you had a pretty good...
ask again about the Cobb,
pickleball
guy.
I saw that, yeah.
Okay. I'll get over here at this thing.
Yeah, okay.
My leg bothered me a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a second. The red light will come on when I'm off. You see the little red light here?
Yeah. It comes on. Let's talk a little bit more about Ty Cobb. Now, I understand that he kind of kicked the ball one time or something, and you lost the ball game as a result of that. Would you tell us about
that? Right down to St. Louis Browns, the first game I pitched. I was running up in the ninth inning. I was ahead 3-2, and Cobb was on third base with two out. Just a little pop-up infield fly. The shortstop caught it, and Cobb tried to score, and which he did. We had him out before he got halfway home. We kept plugging along, you know how he is, he's a fighter, and he hit that catcher a wallop and knocked the ball out of his hand. That tied the score. And the next inning, they got one run and beat me out 3-2. My first game, I had lost 10 innings.
So you went the whole game, huh?
Yeah, I went the whole 10 innings.
You got to do what?
Cobb won the game for him by knocking the ball out of the catcher's hand.
You got to turn it over?
Let's put a new battery on.
Oh.
This battery pack just run out. There's the other battery pack.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This, I get the battery, runs off a battery instead of electricity.
Yeah, okay. Did you recharge the battery?
Yeah. This is a 2-hour pack. I got two more hours.
Well, when the red light comes on, it means the picture's being taken.
Oh, the red light.
Yeah, you watch for that red light. Now let's talk about a little bit about Cobb that you haven't covered. Did he cover that on the last session? Kicking the ball out?
He was talking about it. He was in the middle of it.
Okay, let's finish talking about Ty Cobb kicking the ball out. We didn't get that all on film, so tell us.
Yeah, well, Cobb won the ball game there by tying the score up. That made the score 3-2, 3-3. And the next inning, Detroit got one run and beat us out. 4-3. And that's how I lost my first game in St. Louis Browns. 10-inning game.
Well, he was pretty daring trying to score on a pop-up to the shortstop, wasn't he? Did you expect that?
No, we had him out at the shortstop just to throw the ball to catch. We had him out a half a mile ahead. He got halfway home.
Yeah.
We had him out.
But
he kept flying along, and he hit the wall and knocked the ball out of the catcher's hand.
That was his game, wasn't it?
That won the game there, right? They got a run next inning and beat us out. And that was my first game in St. Louis, and the step game to lose.
Yeah, everybody likes to win his first game, I guess.
Oh, that first game. I had him electrocuted, too. An easy out, Cobb. That Cogman knocked the ball out of his hand. Oh, boy, I was mad.
Turned off. What else was it? I forgot.
Got the book of Joe Williams.
Oh, yeah. All right, get it going. Now, let's talk about your pitching. After you left the major leagues and you were pitching semi-pro ball around New York, tell us about some of the Negro League players, the Negro teams that you played against. Who were some of the great Negro players that you played against?
Oh, yeah. I played against all the big league teams. I played against Cleveland. I played against Philadelphia. I played against my own home team where I broke in with the Browns. Then I went out to Detroit. We played a game, four games there. And we Detroit took in the we went around the circuit back to St. Louis. And the first game I pitched in Cleveland, I won that one. The next game I pitched in Philadelphia, won that game. I come to New York, one on an arrow.
Well, I want to know about the Negro teams that you played against in semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Oh, some of the top ones. We played against the Cuban Old Stars and beat them in semi-pro ball. We played against the Lincoln Giants and we beat them in baseball. We played one season there. We never lost a game. We won every game that year.
Do you remember some of the players that were played with the Negro teams?
No, I couldn't mention them. I couldn't mention the names.
Cass Cubans, Smokey Joe Williams.
How about Smokey Joe Williams?
Smokey Joe?
Williams.
Yeah. He was a good pitcher.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know too much about him. And they had a glimpse of them one game, that's all.
I see. How about
the Cuban Stars? I only got a glimpse of them one game. We beat them each time.
Did you play against Josh Gibson?
Oh?
Josh Gibson?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What kind of a ball player was he?
He was a good player. He was a good player. Then we played the Kennedy All-Stars from Yonkers. They were the top team around Westchester County. We beat them every game we played. We beat White Plains. You know them city, White Plains?
Oh, yeah. I know where White Plains is.
White Plains had come over there, the big team. We beat them. We beat everything come along there. Then the Kingston All-Star Colonials come down. We beat them. We ran a special excursion up to Kingston that day. Big boat. We had a big boat, and we took about 500 people. They wanted to come up with us to see the ball game.
Up the Hudson River?
Out of Austin, yeah. We ran an excursion to Kingston. We had about 500 passengers. They wanted to do it. We went up there. We lost that game. I didn't pitch that game, but another folks did. Well, they had a return game the next day. We played Saturday up there. Sunday we played down Austin. The Sunday game I pitched. I beat Kingston.
You'd work at a job during the week and then pitch on weekends, was that it?
That's why I quit baseball. In 1918, I was at Kansas City and I was the best pitcher there. The ballpark all closed up July 1st. The whole league. It closed up. Oh, well, I had to go back to Austin and get a job, which I did. I went back home about a week. I got a job at Randy County, kind of right in hometown. So I learned that trade, stock cutter, for the publishing house. Randy County Company, big?
Yeah, oh yeah, I know.
You know who they are?
Oh, I sure do.
Okay. Well, I got a contract at four. They wanted me to come back. I said I couldn't rely on it because baseball war was going on. The war was going on, and we closed up the ballpark in July 1st. So I think about it, and I got this job and I planked in the airport and I live at home. And I'd get home every night and I have a nice meal. I got tired traveling around.
Yeah.
So I learned the trade there and I went to the I got my certificate right there. See it?
Oh, I see it.
40 years for Rand McNally.
Rand McNally?
Yes, I got out of baseball.
Well, you can prove everything you say, can't you?
I played. I played 20 years in baseball.
Asked about playing the same thing one time.
Now I understand.
Wait, what happened? Battery's not gone. Okay.
My underground spy service tells me that you did some ball playing at Sing Sing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the big league teams comes up to Sing Sing. They call us the college.
Oh.
A short term, 3 years, and both you stay there in the first Sing Sing.
Now, did you pitch against them?
No. Now, wait a minute. The Giants have come up, the Brooklyn and Dodgers comes up and plays a game there. And our semi-pro team gets down there and play one game every year for a practice game.
Yeah.
We go down there and practice and we beat them. Yeah. Sing Sing.
How'd you like playing ball behind that wall?
Who?
How did you like playing ball behind that wall?
One game, that's all I knew this.
Now, we've done a lot of talking. We haven't said anything about how old you are. Let's talk about your age a little bit.
Well, this come May, I'll be 100 years old.
May what?
May 8th. I'll be 100 years old.
May the 8th, 1991. You'll be 100 years old.
100 years old, May 8th, yeah.
Well, you are in mighty fine shape. You look like you can... You could probably go in and relieve right now.
I never had a sore arm. I played 20 years in baseball, boy.
And never had a sore arm?
10 years after I got out of the big leagues. I was in semi-pro 10 years, right in my own hometown. And I went home every night and had a nice meal. I didn't have to go play baseball right around Pullman cars. There was no plane to them days, you know.
No.
You had to ride around Pullman cars all over.
Well, you've had a remarkable life. A remarkable life. Don't you think so?
I'm glad I got out of baseball, because baseball was terrible then. You see, the Federal League sold out to the two National Leagues, the National American League, in 1950. And that put a couple of hundred ball players on the market out, you know. They went here, there, everywhere, and I went that way, too. So, I stick around baseball. I wanted to get out then when they said they farmed me out. So I stick around 2-3 years until I got a job. Then the opportunity I got was 1918 when the baseball park closed up, come the war.
Yeah.
There's nothing but soldiers sitting in the bench. I wasn't playing, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that was my finish. I got out. I was glad I got out at that time. Of course, I'd like to be in today. Today would be great.
So you,
I got 1 year of this time. This is great, guys.
You
one
play,
year in this time.
You played.
You know, we have 57 ball players and millionaires today.
I believe that.
Every year, there's 2 or 3 more millionaires getting into baseball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much do you think Babe Ruth would make if he were playing today?
He'd buy the leg out.
Now, you played before Babe Ruth in the major leagues, didn't you?
Babe Ruth and I broke in the same year. He broke in with Baltimore, and I broke in up in Rochester. I farmed out from the Yankees for a couple of months. Yeah, I played against him up there. But I never played against Babe Ruth over there.
Would you tell us, oh, wait a minute, just a minute. The camera's not ready yet. Would you tell us something about a ball player that you played with the St. Louis Browns, Sisler?
Yeah. I played ball with George Sisler.
Yes.
And George Sisler and I broke in the same day.
The same day?
Same day. We broke in. He pitched the first. We had a double header on. He pitched the first game and won. Then I'm telling you about my game. I lost in the 10 innings, but I had a tough job. Your sister is a young fella, yeah, about my age, young, breaking in. He was pretty good, a little left-handed. He's about my size. He was fast. And they made a first baseman out of him. Instead of pitching, he became a great first baseman. And he played first base for years and years. And he could hit 300 every year, George. Yeah, I like George. Yeah.
Red Chapman
was a great boss.
Anything else from your playing days that you'd like to have us know about?
That covers the whole 20 years, boy.
Yeah.
And he throws too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. I was glad I got a baseball that day. Because I'd like to be in baseball today if I was a young man breaking in again. Yeah, you can go one and you can get up in the majors for 1 year and you can become a millionaire.
Thousands and thousands, $100,000
above them guys are getting.
Well, that's the minimum salary now. They start off at $100,000.
That's more than Babe Ruth ever made.
Yeah, I think so. I believe it was $80,000.
Ty Cobb never got that money. Warren Johnson never got that money. All the big stars never got that money in baseball. Lou Gehrig never got that money.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? You mentioned Walter Johnson. What do you think about Walter Johnson? Give us your...
Walter Johnson was the best pitcher that I ever met. He's fast and steady and good personality. They call him the big train in baseball. He played for Washington. But one day, my first trip on the road with the Yanks, he was in Washington. And he was playing with Waller was pitching. This coach for the Washington was a great ball player from Washington, but he turned face. They took him out of the game and made him a coach. He was a great ball player, but he was old. But he still could hit that ball. One day he got up and he addressed the crowd and grandstand what he was going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, he was going to hit the second ball to right field on the second ball, and he was a left-hand hitter. And darn if he didn't hit that ball, and the big Bull Durham sign out right field. He gets $50 in that Bull Durham sign, and he collects the $50. He hit it all right. Oh, he was a wonderful guy.
And who was that now?
Yeah.
And who was that?
That was the great catcher, Jeff Schaefer, I think it was. Jeff Schaefer, yeah.
Did you ever play with Chief Bender? Chief Bender.
Chief Bender. No, that was before my time. That was Philadelphia Athletics. And I think that was before 1911. He might have been playing 1911. I'm not sure about his play.
Did your path ever cross with Shoeless Joe Jackson?
He was in the Black Sox scandal, you know, Chicago.
Yes.
And she was Jell Jackson, they used to call her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was Cy Kelly, he was in the Black Star. He was the star picture, Cy Kelly, for Chicago. And there's another fellow there.
How about Buck Weaver?
That's the guy. Buck Weaver was in the Black Star.
Yeah.
He is a star, too.
Good players, weren't they?
He got all messed in with the gamblers.
Yeah.
He got mixed up in the gamblers. During the World's Fair, they threw the game.
Well, I guess that got all straightened out and kind of kept baseball straight from then on.
I guess you got a lot of baseball today. Yeah.
He's covered Chase pretty well.
Oops.
And Speaker.
Speaker and
yeah.
Chance.
All right. Another ball player I think that you may have known is, how about Chris Speaker?
Oh, yes. Wonderful player. Chris Speaker is the best center fielder I ever seen. He can cover more ground with his fast. Sometimes you think he's playing second base in the outfield, you know. He can then get all them little Texas Lakers over there and see it. And he covers guards on both sides, you know. He was fast on both sides. He played close to second base, too.
You had another manager for the Yankees that we haven't talked about. Give us a little description of Hal Chase.
Hal Chase? Oh, boy. Hal Chase was a wonderful man. He was the man. He gave me my first tryout. And he liked me. And I kept going on the track on the big pitcher. And then finally got the New York uniform on me. Then I got in with the regular players. And then the first batter I ever met was Guy Cobb.
Yeah.
And I struck him out in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
This is the paper says that.
Well, now, you had another manager named Chance. Just a second. We're out of power here.
He was no manager.
Yeah, I met Chance and I had Chase
was,
again.
Chance was a great player.
Yeah. See, I might need to hook it up to power. I got a power cord somewhere.
Chance was a great ball player, but he was no manager. He was crazy in the head. He got hit in the head with many balls. And he was cuckoo. He was the first one ever wore the headgear.
Is that right?
The headgears come in, you know. Well, he was the first one. He had one made special for himself, the leather one. I said all the time, the person who came there, as he became manager, and he'd drive me crazy, I'd get away from him.
This would be good, it's too bad we don't get
it. Well, I just came back on just now.
Yeah.
Yeah. This thing's like a little bit erratic right now. Let's try it from here. Go back to Chance, if you would.
Yeah, okay.
Frank Chance, the crazy manager, got hit in the head too much, and then batting helped.
No red light.
I must be running out of power then. Yeah.
The red light.
Yeah, man.
had to use electricity.
I thought he said that 2-hour battery was ready. Let me try this one again. See what happens. We'll try a little bit. Try it one more time.
Let's talk again about Hal Chance.
Hal Chance.
We talked about him a minute. Tell us what you did about him. What kind of a manager was he?
Hal Chance. He was no manager. He was too excitable. He got hit in the head the ball so often. And every little thing come up and disturb him, you know. He'd get all excited. Ball player would be running from first to second. He missed second base, you know. He'd rage, go crazy. He missed the, you know, he'd close the plate. He overslide and he'd cut you out, and you're out. He'd get out and stand and choose the back of the pool. He'd drive you crazy. So the ball players didn't like him. It was just a matter of time they were going to get rid of him in a year or so. They had to get rid of him. I guess he had a small contract, but he stayed there a year or two. That's all. He didn't do anything. He couldn't get the team up on him. He kept getting the team down all the time, lower standing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, lower standing. He couldn't get them up where they should be.
Is that it?
Every fact's running out.
At that time, you just can't get them up in the fourth place anyway.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is there an open socket over there?
There's one on the far end. Do you have the,
This will work. Let's see if this is going to work here. Keep trying to get something to work, son.
Well, any publisher has a grant as quick, I think. I was seeing the New York Times get it. They got a worldwide distribution.
Yeah.
They're all over.
Well, we'll show you anything that comes out. We'll make sure that you see it. You get it.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah. Well, no question about that.
Yeah, I like to keep in touch. I imagine the New York Times would grab that because they got that other story in the 1911, remember?
Yeah.
They'd grab it quick, I think. He's hooking up the AC, don't you?
No, he's hooking up his camera. The battery went dead, so he's going to plug it in the wall.
Oh, went dead.
Right. I've got to shoot from over here because the cord. The cord's short, so I'll shoot from over here.
Yeah, okay.
We'll have a lot of different angles up.
Yeah, that's right. I think we finished up on Chase, didn't we?
Yeah, or Chance, it was.
Chance, yeah. I get Chase and Chance mixed.
Yeah. See, I was trying to think of... let's see, what was the other thing? We got speaker, we got... We didn't touch on Salt Lake City, Pacific Coast League, or Little Rock.
Talk much about Rochester.
Little Rock, Rochester, Salt Lake City, Pacific Coast League. The minors before he went to
Well, he told me he went to before he went to the big leagues.